This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt with you again this morning. Hope it's been good so far today. Yesterday morning, I opened up the topic of a big picture, meaning a God who knows everything. People who study the Bible call it omniscience. It's got two words, omniscience. It means one who has all knowledge. It was the psalmist in Psalm 139 who said, talking to God, "You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me have all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began." That's in verse 16. So that means from Scripture that we have a loving God who knows everything that you're going to do tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. So because of that, his knowledge is different to ours. God's knowledge, as I said yesterday, is not limited. He didn't have to attend kindergarten to learn the ABCs, because what he knows, he always knows. So he's always known the things from A to Z, as it were. So it can be a comfort or it can be unsettling to know that we serve a God who knows our secrets. And it means that he knows all the things that you've done, including those things that you hope no one would ever find out. And he knows your thoughts and he knows the intentions of your actions. In Jeremiah 16, verse 17, it says from the Scripture, "My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes." Now, I think if we're honest, we spend a good deal of time trying to create a good image. We are masters of putting on a good spin, whatever we're doing or have done. We're not that different from the politicians who take opinion polls and adjust their positions according to the results. So with a bit of work, I think most of us can stage something or make ourselves look good. We can work hard to cover up our failures and our bad decisions, and even people in church do that. We can look our best on Sunday with our pious faces and give the impression to everyone that's looking that we're all together and we're dedicated followers of Jesus. But after church, we can lose our temper or we can gossip about someone. And so anyone can present a positive image, but that may really not be the truth. And what I'm saying, you can't hide it from God. God is all-knowing. Other people maybe can be fooled, but not him. But God also knows the good things that you do. And I heard Bill Hybels speak at a conference once, and in one of his books called The God You're Looking For, he said, "God is the note-taking heavenly observer. He knows about the time you bit your tongue when you could have added to that rumour. He takes notice every time you greet a stranger or visit a person in hospital. Every secret act of character, conviction and courage have all been observed in living colour by our omniscient God." That's Bill Hybels, page 18 of his book called The God You're Looking For. So I think that's good news. So at the time that you did something special for someone, maybe no one else knew, but God noticed, and he appreciates what you did. He knows your heart. God doesn't miss anything. In fact, no act of love in his name is ever missed. So God has the big picture. He knows what you don't know or can't know. So he knows where we're headed in life. For most of us, life is like driving in a fog. You can only see for a certain distance ahead, and we may plan for tomorrow and for the years ahead. But of course, this is tentative. We don't know what surprises around the next bend, do we? But our Heavenly Father knows all about us. He knows where he's taking your life. We just don't wander around in the dark. God has a plan for you, and he knows what you will become in life. So I think the best policy is to be honest with him, tell him how you're feeling, to express those thoughts to God, our Heavenly Father. He knows them anyway. But like a loving father, he wants you to share with him. So if you feel a sense of disappointment in life, remember he knows the big picture, and we might ask, why do things happen? But it doesn't mean, of course, that God is silent. God's love is transforming. So instead of looking back in regret, look ahead and entrust yourself to God, for he knows what he's doing. "Well, Lord, you are my helper. And why do I think, Lord, I could do it better myself? For you are the maker of heaven and earth, and you've seen the generations come and go. And so let me bow today, Lord, to your wisdom, and give me the courage to ask for your help, because this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.